This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. The book summarizes the skin's biologic processes, ingredients used in premium skin care, and information about advanced do-it-yourself skincare methods using cosmeceuticals and cosmetic dermatology. Deborah, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and thanks for your time, and thanks for joining us once again. Deborah, so what do you mean when you say that a person chooses to lose, maintain, or gain health?
Yeah, what I mean is that we are premium, high-performance beings endowed with a body and a mind that have amazing capabilities. We're evolutionary, we're plastic, and capable of adapting to a variety of conditions. However, the body is not infinitely capable of maintaining health while being bombarded by synthetic chemicals from highly processed foods and the products that we use. You know, the average woman applies more than 500 synthetic chemicals on a daily basis. And also, the body and brain are not able to maintain strength, flexibility, conditioning, lubrication, and intelligence when they are not intentionally used and challenged.
And taking that even further, is it possible to change the culture of mainstream aging?
Yeah, so instead of aging sort of en masse with, you know, mainstream culture, you can choose not to lose any of your capabilities or your personal identity. You can choose not to lose, but instead maintain and increase your body and brain capabilities. You can choose to invest the time and discipline required to provide the self-care that you need to function at your highest level so that you may endure and enjoy all that life offers. And you know what? Beauty will follow.
And that certainly is the goal. Now, in your opinion, what is self-care? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so for me, self-care is not a fad. It's not a luxury. To me, it's a personal, familial, and societal responsibility to keep your mind and body strong and flexible. And, you know, self-care practices began thousands of years ago. For example, yoga has been practiced for at least 5,000 years, maybe 10,000, because even then, folks saw the need for special personal maintenance to optimize well-being and strength. Now, in skincare and self-care, I ask, what have you chosen to lose? So unless you have debilitating physical or mental conditions that prevent practicing self-care, you are capable of maintaining all aspects of yourself at a high and beautiful level, if you choose.
And certainly a helpful response today. We are with Deborah Tosline once again, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Skin Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Deborah, tell us, what changes can one expect when they begin practicing self-care?
Yeah, so no matter what your condition when you start self-care, the good news is that it's never too late to choose to maintain and gain. So you may earn back almost each and every part of yourself. Our evolutionary elastic selves, they're poised to respond to change, adaptation, for survival, and will improve with effort. So you may become stronger, softer, smoother, smarter, all that you desire and nurture. Check out Sanford Bennett's transformation. From 50 to 70 years of age, he implemented self-care practices and actually became known as the man who grew young. So you can choose to change the way that you care for yourself. You can choose to change for your survival. You can choose to keep as much of yourself as possible to live a high-quality life in every moment as you mature. You don't need a lot of money for self-care, but you do need time, motivation, discipline, and fortitude to nourish and challenge yourself. So here's this. The next time that you say something like, oh, I can't because I'm too old to fill in the blank, instead say, I can't because I chose to lose the ability to do fill in the blank. Now, today, the mainstream cultural aging condition is more about a lack of self-care. Loss of function is a personal choice given up under the excuse of aging. So choose you. Let your body and brain know that you need all of you. And to prove it, you have to use it all.
Also, what recommendations do you give to regain strength and agility?
And when I say strength and agility, I mean like every part of your body, the strength and agility of every part of your body. So I'm going to kind of burn through a little list I put together, and then people can jot down notes or go to my website to see more. But so absolute basics, these are my absolute basics for self-care. Learn how to cook using fresh and pure ingredients. Eat whole, nutrient-dense food. Practically eliminate processed food and sugar. Read labels. Avoid synthetic chemicals. Buy organic. At a minimum, buy the dirty dozen, you know, the 12 most chemical-laden vegetables and fruits at the store. Buy raw organic fats and oils. These are nutrient-dense, and you've got to know that toxins are held in fats and persist. So you want your fats to be organic. Stop using synthetic fragrance, anything and everything, period. Instead, use healing essential oil scents. You know, your nose has special receptors for these. These are very healing for you, as well as they smell awesome. You know, you can skip the drugstore most of the time because you can buy or make basic body care products. They're easy, you can save money, and you avoid the synthetic chemicals. And that goes for cleaning products. Stop using cleansers with synthetic chemicals. Go back to basics with your home cleaning products. And then back to your body, you want to promote lymphatic circulation. It's so important. It removes waste from your body. Increase overall circulation. Cardio. You know what? Our special skill is that we were able to run fast and for a long time. So listen, cardio 6 days a week, walk, bike, run, hike, machines, jump rope, any way you can get it in. Stretch a little bit daily, stretch a lot, once or twice a week. Practice being mindful and meditate to relax your brain. Breathe from your diaphragm. This is very healthy, and you should look into it more. And practice parasympathetic breathing. That's when you breathe out longer on the exhale than the inhale. Very healthy. Maintain all of the health of your soft tissue using trigger point therapy. And lastly, work hard, sleep, 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 rest hard, wear sunscreen, and use sun protection, and then anything else you might want to add to that.
Deborah, you always cover it well, and we can't thank you enough for your visits with us each and every time. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, you know, it's all up, it's in your hands. It's up to you. So you can choose to change, grow your mind and body for you, for me, for us all. And while you're at it, please, please promote a healthy environment, spread kindness, and take good care of the earth. It is the basis of our health and the source for everything that we have. And know this, when health is optimized, beauty will glow.
Deborah, where can listeners pick up your book and also be in contact with you as well?
Yeah, go straight to my website. That's www.skinremodelingdiy.com. Or I tweet daily, so you could go to my Twitter feed at Skin Remodeling.
Again, Deborah, thanks so much for joining us again here on eHealth Radio. All the best, and we certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, Eric, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. Always our pleasure. We've been speaking with Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. The book summarizes the skin's biologic processes, ingredients used, and premium skin care, and information about advanced do-it-yourself skin care methods using cosmeceuticals and cosmetic dermatology. And for all the details, visit skinremodelingdiy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.